DDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Glory forevermore. Glory is one of those words that has so many meanings and applications that it is hard to define. We can say, her hair is her crowning glory, or the sun is a ball of blazing glory, and give God praise and glory. But here Paul wrote, if what was fading away came with glory, how much greater is the glory of that which lasts? Verse 11. When Moses was on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments of the Old Covenant, lightning surrounded the top of the mountain. The mountain shook and a loud trumpet sounded. When he walked down Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, his face was radiant. When Moses was in the tabernacle, that's a tent, a column of fire entered the tent. That's in Exodus 19, verses 16 through 19, chapter 33, verse 9, and chapter 34, verses 29 through 35. So glory was displayed in all this. Yet the lightning stopped, the face of radiance faded and disappeared, and the tabernacle is no more, and the temple's no more. As the glory of the stars fade away and disappear when the sun rises, so the old covenant faded away when the new covenant came. Verse 10. We of the new covenant have a hope of the future glory of the kingdom of God. We see and experience that glory now through the moving of the Spirit. We have a sure hope of our future. So we are bold in sharing the gospel of the kingdom of God. Quote, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Is your hope sure?
DDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group